Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Welcome in, everybody, to another amazing and powerful episode of the Choice and Courage Company. We are here with the one and only, the unapologetic T. Lotus, who is a spiritual wellness expert, founder of The Sacred Path, a 7D intuitive healer. You'll have to tell me what that is. And master of the Leonard Mand reader. You'll have to also tell me what that is. Lenormand reader. She's the mother of five amazing sons. She has given thousands of spiritual readings and healing services to clients all over the world, including CEOs and the entertainment industry. Her services and teachings have helped clients create a life of happiness, abundance, even when the task might seem insurmountable. That seems like that fits for everybody today. T. Lotus, welcome in, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Diane.
Well, we're going to tackle a tough topic today, right? Speaking of having insurmountable experiences, we are going to touch on your journey through grief. And one of the things that you shared with me before we jumped on camera was that you've made a conscious choice to show up differently. I'm wondering if you can lead us in a little bit with, not in all the details, but a brief kind of snapshot of your journey, why we're bringing this topic up now, and why this is important to you. Can you start with that for us?
Yes, absolutely. And once again, thank you so much for having me on today. So as you spoke in your introduction, I am a mother of five amazing boys. And my oldest son, Carrie, passed away by suicide on his birthday, January 1st of this year.
Wow.
So although he is no longer on this earth, I'm always a mother of five and always will be. And one of the things that I believe contributed to him making the decision to leave this earth was privacy. And keeping it all within. I say a lot, privacy killed my baby. And so in my grief, and it actually happened organically. When he was found, I went live on my page. And from that point on, I've been sharing what grief looks like. And
Can I interrupt you for a minute? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I interrupted, but I'm excited because I feel like this is really, really critical that we share what it looks like for us, right? Because it's the only way that other people who are trying to support us or help us or understand what's going on, if we don't share, how are they going to know how to show up for us?
Right? Exactly.
So take it back.
The grief journey is different, of course, for everyone. It looks different for everyone. But my goal is to show that it is okay to talk about it. It is okay to show it. And it is okay to be in that vulnerable state and allow yourself to feel it. I think that's, you know, we cover up so much because it is difficult. It is difficult. But for me, part of my healing journey is not only allowing, but showing that even in the midst of grief, that we have this strength. And I love, you know, it's all about the empowerment of making choice. We can choose to move forward, to move through. And that's why I share.
Yeah, I think that's great. I'm going to pull a quote that came out of our pre-record. You never get over grief. It's something you go through until you don't. So can you share what's different about how you're showing up today for your clients, for yourself, for your community? What is different that you have done by choice that is then how you have functioned in the past with other other pieces of, I mean, nothing can compare to losing a child, but other Absolutely. Pieces of adversity or challenge or that kind of thing. What's different today by choice?
Well, before, I would not reach out. I would not share. I would go through whatever turmoil I was going through within myself and by myself. The difference between now and today is I no longer am afraid. I there was a fear. I don't know if it was a fear of judgment or a fear of, you know, I'm an empath. And I really care about how people receive my message, my energy. And if I am in a low vibration, it could be grief, it could be anger, it could be anything. But if I'm in a low vibration, I try to avoid as much as possible bringing people down with me. But what I've learned is that that's not the case. By sharing, by being open to receive the love, the support, and the understanding, that helps my own grieving journey, my own healing, but it also helps the other person, the people who hear me. And so there, that's the difference. Before, closed up, I wouldn't share. No one knew what, you know, this smile, no matter what I was feeling, you would see this smile. But today I can tell you, you'll see this smile, but right under this smile is the emotion, is the turmoil, and I'm not afraid to say it anymore.
Well, I think that takes a lot of courage. And I want to just take a minute. I want to have the audience hear that. I'm not afraid to say it anymore, right? That is powerful. So when you can say it to yourself, that's one thing. When you can say it to someone else, that's even more powerful. But when you can sell it, I mean, put it out there so that the world buys it, you buy it, and you move forward as a result of it, that to me feels like that's kind of 7D healing, isn't it? That's on such another level, right?
It is on another level. It is where I feel we all should be. Everyone should be open to be vulnerable and not be afraid.
Now, you've told me you claimed the title of being unapologetically T. Lotus, and there's some attitude with that, and I totally appreciate that. What does that mean to be unapologetic, whether you're T. Lotus or not, in terms of grief and in terms of the path of resilience that grief forges? What does that mean?
Well, I can tell you, my grief journey has led me to create a platform, my own podcast. And on that podcast, I will talk about the hard shit. Like right now, I just said shit. And I'm a minister, by the way. And so a lot of people will have problems with that. You know, oh my gosh. You know, please don't. No, I'm unapologetic. If it comes out, it comes out because it's real. And you know, to me, that's freedom. So I had, you know, living unapologetically is freedom for me.
Well, and I think that also incorporates all of the places of grief, right? We all assume that when someone is grieving, they're sad, they might feel lonely, they don't know how to express themselves. But it also means those hard, ugly feelings, right? Like anger, resentment, bitterness, not joy, like it incorporates joy and gratitude when we can experience that. But being unapologetic sounds like it, you're giving the listeners a permission slip, a big fat check to say, it's okay to be angry. And what I heard on a couple of shows before us, both on the Cornelia Stephanie show, Stories of Hope, and The Crooked Climb, Dr. Kate talks about being able to observe, self-reflect, and separate. And then on Cornelia's show, we talked about what if we take time to make a new ritual. Totlin Oliver actually mentioned that to Cornelia. So speak to that a little bit about when you're feeling angry, resentful, bitter, all those lower vibrational energies, what do you do? What do you suggest to our audience to be unapologetic?
And so interesting, because that's That is what my next episode on my podcast will be about. And the word is surrender. Surrender. And what does that look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. Remember what I told you in the past, I wouldn't share. On my page a couple of days ago, I posted a meme that says, I am somewhere between giving up and seeing how much more I can take.
Nice.
And that's exactly how I felt at the time. And I think the caption was, I'm exhausted. I am just exhausted. And in the past, I wouldn't do it. But guess what happened when I did that? All the love was poured into me from my Facebook family, all the love. And that was exactly you also. You poured love into me. And then that helps me radiate out more love. So what it looks like is just taking away the fear. You know, what it looks like is sometimes I weep. This is my firstborn, you know, and I weep, I cry. Sometimes I got a bottle of wine and I feel like just vegging out with a bottle of wine. Sometimes I write. Whatever it is, it's okay. And that's really what I want to show, is that how you choose to grieve is okay, but to share that or to radiate that and being open to receive is a beautiful gift, not only for you, but for the other person.
I totally agree. And I want to come back to something that Dr. Kate said. Dr. Kate is a member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and she was on the Crooked Climb, also the world's best with the Cornelia Stephanie Media app. But one of the things she talked about in self-care, and I thought this was brilliant, she said, when something is unsettling, face it, and then find a way to live with it, not live with it, but kind of purge it. That doesn't mean not give it any energy for the rest of its life, but find a way to set it aside or let go. But she actually creates a resentment list. And I've never heard of that, but I thought, wow, how cathartic that could be, is to list your resentments, get them out of your body, get them out of your mind and soul, and then you can look at them and see how you want to deal with it. What do you think about that?
I absolutely love that. You know, I always talk about the gratitude list and writing the things that we are grateful for. I also, you know, am a law of attraction life coach. And the very first, what I call prerequisite to manifesting, is to let go of the low vibration, the fears, and the resisting. And so I absolutely love that.
Nice. Talk to me a little bit about 7D healing. I haven't heard that term before. So I know 3D. We're starting to get into 5D, five dimensional, on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Network and Transformation Talk Radio. Take me through what the 7Ds of healing are. And then let's talk a little bit about what you help other people with, especially with the grief side.
Well, I am a certified a high 7D practitioner. It is a neuromodality modality of energy healing. You mentioned 3D energy modalities like Reiki, like Qigong. A high 7D is, and mind, body, soul 7D is divine feminine energy from the seventh dimension, where our angels, our spirit guides, and ascended masters reside. And what I do is channel that energy and send to my clients to help align their energy bodies, help them align with their manifestations. It's powerful, it's gentle, but it works on a 7D level. What I want to say, it lasts longer and works quicker.
Okay.
So that's, and I attributed 7D healing to my own healing. I would not be here, sitting here, able to do this podcast or talk to you if it were not for 7D healing. And so I help people align their mind, body, and soul so they can create their most incredible life, and help them along their healing journey, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of ways of helping people attract the answers they need, attract the resolution they're looking for, and attract choice into their lives. Can you give an example of something that of attraction where you have put that into someone else's life?
Well, I've helped people align. People have manifested love, relationships. They've manifested money, jobs, cars. But what I love is peace and breakthroughs from whatever it is that they were struggling with. And that's what it's about. We want happiness. We want peace, whether it's material things or not. I have, if you go to thesacredpath11.com, you will see all kinds of testimonials of how my healing sessions have helped people and how my readings have helped people. But it's all about just clearing the low vibration, aligning with the high vibration, and then allowing your manifestations to materialize.
Let's jump into that a little bit, because I always like to give our listeners something tangible, yummy, delicious that they can kind of take away. So you mentioned peace and you mentioned clearing. Now, if people are driving, obviously they're going to need to be mindful and careful that their attention should go to their driving. But what would one thing be that you could share with our listeners right now to create that white space of peace and to start clearing something? One or two steps or things that, regardless, if you're pissed off at somebody at work, you know, like
really
your sandwich,
simple.
What is it?
Really simple. Breathe. And what I call breathing, I call it circle of gratitude. Because when we breathe in, we're breathing in oxygen from the earth. It's a beauty, a beautiful gift from the universe. And when we breathe out gratitude that feeds the trees and nourishes the greenery here, right? So whenever you feel overwhelmed or when things are just at that level, stop. You can close your eyes and take a deep inhalation in and fill your lungs with that beautiful gift of oxygen and exhale gratitude to the earth. Do that 3 times and you will feel the difference from where you were to where you are. You will feel the difference. That's a really quick hack.
I appreciate that hack, because even just thinking about now, it's Friday, people are in traffic, people had a rough work day, they can't get home to their kids, their family. When I worked as a park ranger, Fridays were always chaotic at the campground, lines were long, kids were screaming, dogs were barking, people's sight was or wasn't ready. And we always, to help my staff realize that people are coming to our park to recreate themselves. That's the origin of the word of recreate, recreate. Mm-hmm. And we always used to say they were under the influence. Now, it doesn't mean drugs or alcohol, but they are under the influence of something. And it's usually expectation and it's usually disappointment are two of the big ones. Mm-hmm. They want, the trip to be shorter. They don't want traffic. They got the right food, the wrong food. They forgot the marshmallows. The dog barfed in the car on the way over, right? The kids are screaming. They come already under the influence of all this stuff and they're not even conscious about it. So what I like exactly. about what
there's,
you're saying
is the key, not conscious about it.
Right. Thanks for interjecting. So mm-hmm. If you're not conscious about it, what I like about your quick hack, and I love how you put it into a circle of life, a circle of gratitude, is that by breathing for a brief moment, you actually stop thinking about all those things. For a brief moment, your body finds some residual space to expand and step into things. And then for a brief moment, you actually have clarity. And I think when you repeat that 2 or 3 times, it only cements that that feeling in your body. I knew when you asked me to breathe, my diaphragm loosened up. Mm-hmm. I'm not stressed. I'm not nervous. But suddenly I found that there was space in which to be.
Yes.
Right? Do you agree
yes.
with that?
I absolutely agree with that. That is a simple hack. And another hack, you asked for one, but another hack would be to go out in nature. Go
Absolutely.
Out in nature and ground yourself. What does that mean? If you're near the ocean, which I love, go to the ocean, put your feet in the water or in the sand. Go to the park where there are trees and, because the energy of the earth balances out the energy in our physical bodies, and then do the breathing thing as well, you will feel the difference. It's all about, and also what we focus on expands. So if we're focused on what we don't want, guess what? We're going to get more of what we don't want. So I always tell people, focus on what you want. Well, I don't want this to be a busy day today. Well, focus on it being a clear day today. You know what I mean?
I do. And let me interject choice in there for you, because maybe the first step is first breathe. Mm-hmm. And the second step is notice, right?
Yes.
Just observe. Notice. Mm-hmm. What do you see? I talked to my mom. She was trying to figure out how to journal, but she was all stressed about starting at the beginning and making the dates all line up. And I said, just start your journal in the middle, right? And date mm-hmm. a page. And then you can always go back or forward. That's a hack I like to teach people about journaling, is then you get out of the linear way of thinking. But she said, well, I don't even know where to start. And I said, just go for a walk and write down what you do notice. Today on my walk, I noticed X, Y, and Z.
I love that.
Right. And then once you notice what you notice, the first step for me is about awareness. Once you have awareness, now you get to choose, or you get to create options. So is what I noticed, does it make me happy? Yes or no? Do I like it? Yes or no? Does it make me feel good? Yes or no? Does it align with my values? Yes or no? Right? Once you have the thing that you notice, then you can start making changes to it. In the chapter that I contributed to, Dreaming Big, Being Bold, I wrote, our ability to change is relative to our awareness that change is needed. So if you're running around all frantic and not breathing, you have no idea what needs to change.
You know, if you don't breathe, you can't live. We need to breathe. That it goes down to the basics. And I think we also need to quiet down. We need to go within and quiet down in order to hear the answer, which comes to us through spirit, through our higher selves. And if we're too busy with our minds just going around in circles on all the stuff we don't want or don't like, we're not quiet enough to get that peace or to hear those answers. So breathing, going out in nature and observing, all of those things help to connect to the answers, help to connect to that peace that we all want.
I absolutely agree with that. And if you go to nature, even if you live in the big city, go sit on a park bench and look at a tree, look at a flower growing up through the crack in a sidewalk. Find a way to connect to nature, even if it seems like nature isn't around you. Because guess what? Nature is everywhere. It's the air you breathe, the sky you look at. It's there. Out here in the Pacific Northwest, we have fir trees. And I remember this one time I went and I laid down in the middle of the forest and I was upset about a lot of things. But when I was able to focus, first I saw these little pine cones, fir cones. And then I saw 1-inch seedlings. And then I saw like 5-inch seedlings. And I saw 2-foot young trees. And what I realized in that moment is that fir cone, it doesn't worry about if it's going to be a piece of lumber or a house or food for a deer. It just is. So being able to touch nature, be quiet, and just be, sounds like a pretty good way to start choosing your path through grief.
Absolutely. It's how I've come to be on this journey of sharing and allowing. First, I have to just be.
Yeah. So help me understand, if what do you need? What's one thing, somebody who hasn't experienced the loss of a child, how can I support you and other people when I hear the news and I want to be giving, but I don't know what to say or I don't know what to do? What's one thing that could help you as the grieving person or a grieving parent?
So there is an acronym that Spirit gave to me, LOVE. Listen, observe, validate, and embrace. We listen to where they are. We validate with our understanding where they are. We validate them with our actions, and we embrace them with our actions. So even if we don't know exactly what to say, just being there, your presence and holding the space and allowing them to share is the biggest gift you can give a grieving mother or anyone who is suffering a loss of like that.
Great. I want to repeat that. Listen, observe, validate, and embrace. And what I don't hear in that is fix, you know, repair, offer advice. What I hear is listen with your heart,
yes.
Observe with your soul, validate with your actions, and embrace them with your energy. Am I hearing that right?
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've got to come back because I think we've barely scratched the surface of grief. Thank you for sharing Carrie's story. Carrie is your son's name. I like to make sure we honor him because this message wouldn't be coming forward if he didn't make the choices that he made, good or bad, right or wrong. We're not judging. But thank you to Carrie for bringing this conversation through you to our audience. How can people get a hold of you to learn more about your story or your services? And then let's talk a little bit about that fun thing called the app, which is now live for everybody to download.
Oh, so excited about the app. Well, you can find me on at thesacredpath11.com. All of my services are there. You can also check out my blog. I have a grieving and gratitude series where I write about my grieving journey. I am also on the Cornelia Stephanie Media app. And you can find me there as well.
All right. Well, the Cornelia Stephanie Media app is live in your Google and Apple Play stores. We want you to download it. We want you to sign up as an account so you can get all the good information in it. All the podcasts for the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, journal entries. We got so much good stuff. We don't have enough time to wrap it up in this. But Google Play Store, Apple Play Store, KS Media Group or Cornelia Stephanie. I think you'll find it either way. And then basically sign up for an account and then connect us with that way. Any last parting words, T. Lotus? I love you.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to radiate my son's light to your audience today. And I just want to wish you and everyone peace, love, and light.
And as you told me, the universe has our back. And so Absolutely. Do we. So connect with me, connect with T. Lotus. We love you. We're here for you. We support you. And connect with us again on the flip side. This is Diane McClay with Choice and Courage. And we want you to engage your choice and empower your life.
Thank you for listening to The Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.